Hello and welcome to this service number 160 on Rock Radio NI. My name is Dave and a happy new year to you all. Starting off this year in fine form with some new stuff and some of the new prezzies I got for Christmas. But to kick things off, here's a band I was introduced to just before Christmas there. Spider God, terrible name but great music. This is a track called Sands of Time.
Come and go.
because straight after Spider God, that was Spirit Adrift with Barnburner from their Ghosts at the Gallows album from last year. Great band, starting to make some real headlines now and starting to creep up the ladder. Good stuff, good band. Well worth checking out. So some Christmas presents. Well, technically this was a present I bought myself just before Christmas from the new Cannibal Corpse album, Chaos Horrific. Took a look a wee while to get it in. It was stuck in the shop for a couple of weeks and somebody didn't tell me it was in. Oh, it was a whole palaver. But anyway, this is a track called Frenzied Feeding.
Killing through into a lifelong chain. I still hear the soldiers marching on, marching from the great beyond. Glimpse of love.
Not their Cannibal Corpse, that was Green Carnation with Leaves of Yesteryear from the album, the same title, from 2021. That completely went over my head. Absolutely loved their album. Light of Day, Day of Darkness, one track, 59 minutes long. Absolutely genius album. Check it out if you get the chance. And the one after it was really good as well. Just but then I think they split up for a while, and then you know where you just lose track of bands. But yeah, it's good stuff. It's a bit more mellow than maybe what they once were, but it's still got something there, still well worth a listen. So the Wood of Ypres, Death is Not an Exit, from their Woods 5 album, Grey Skies and Electric Lights. I think the main man of this band is now dead, and the early stuff was more black metal, and this is a bit more mellow, a bit more accessible. It's good stuff as well. Check this one out.
Death is not an exit. Whoa.
So Chris Osborne straight off the bat this year in with a list of stuff you'd like to hear and some really good stuff coming up over the next few weeks. And starting off with the Screaming Trees, All I Know from the Dust 96 album. Not a band I'm particularly fond of, like the odd track here and there. Enjoyed Mark Lanigan's book, tragic guy. But anyway, that was All I Know. So next up we have Ray Alder from his second album, simply titled 2, and a track called Waiting for Some Sun, known as the vocalist from Fate's Warning, and it's always good to hear him even without the band, and it'll have to tie us over until the next Fate's Warning album. Anyway, this is Waiting for Some Sun.
Is it too late for redemption? Does this blood run cold and numb within? Should we feel regret or sympathy now? Digging deeper there beneath the skin. And it's hard to escape from the torment, just hiding from the rain, waiting for some sun. But we will take the blame now that it's been discovered that the ones that we hurt are the ones who've done nothing to us. We'll be right back.
And after Ray Elder, a complete change of pace. That was Sabbath, the English thrash band, and a present for Christmas from the Good Wife, from the Mad Gods and Englishmen box set. It's got the Dreamweaver History of Time to Come live album and a 12-inch of one track from the Friday Rock Show sessions. Unfortunately, not the whole session. Would have been nice to have the demos in there and possibly Blood for the Blood God flexi-disc from the Warhammer magazine. But that was a track called Do Dark Horses Dream of Nightmares from the Dreamweaver album. So continuing along that theme, let's keep the heads down, let's keep it heavy. This time, Christmas present from the sister-in-law. This is an incantation and a track called Entrails of the Hag Queen.
Entrails of the Hag Queen.
After a lot of thrashing and death metal, time to calm her down a wee bit, and a couple of requests from Chris. This one is, first up, Sisters of Mercy with the Body Electric, which was originally on the Body and Soul EP from 1984. So get your goth on and get those hand dancing on the go.
We'll be right back.
following Sisters of Mercy there was some early Cult with Resurrection Joe, a single from 1984 also. But anyway, I believe the gig in the Belfast Telegraph building was a roaring success and was really good by all accounts, even though that place is like somewhere you'd go after some sort of natural disaster for shelter. But anyway, so on to another couple of new ones. Dago Jones, guy's been around for quite a while now. I've seen him live a few times, always very good. Never really checked out his albums, but I was recommended this one. This is a track from his new album, Electric Sounds, and this is the title track.
Out door.
following Danko Jones there. That was a band called The Night Eternal, the track called Run With The Wolves, which comes from their Fatale album. I got sent the list of a top 100 of a guy, the vocalist from Argus, actually. I'd seen him online talking about his albums a year. I asked him the list. I just always like to have a nosy and see what I've missed, and this is one of the ones I've missed. Night Eternal's got that sort of In Solitude feel about it, and a wee bit of Marshall Fate about it. Quite enjoyable stuff, so I'll be checking out a bit more of them. But anyway, as I said before, Happy New Year, and I hope this year brings you lots and lots of new records and new music to listen to. And we're going to end on a long old one, another old goth one from Chris requested. This is Fields of Nephilim with Last Exit for the Lost from the Nephilim. Till next week, see ya.
Sinking, the it's a thousand miles. Take what fate brings, eternal and desire, and change those faces.
Oh, when I take this smile,
we're getting close now. I can see the door, closer and closer. Oh, it's not there at all.